How's everybody doing out here in Lafayette, Indiana? I'd like to thank Josh Osmond there behind the soundboard for doing an absolutely fantastic job. We have Molly Fail behind the merchandise table managing the entire tour and keeping everything in her brain. And we have all of you on the dance floor at the bar making some noise. Let me hear you make some noise. No. I think you can do better than that. Let me hear you make some noise. Thank you. See, once upon a time, there was a family living way up high above the Lafayette Hills. Everybody in that family played an instrument. They had many, many, many skills. And Mama played guitar. Funky Mama. Yeah, and Papa played the bass. Play that bass! Papa! Yes, my friends and sister, play the fiddle. All day long. Well, she would play that fiddle from dawn till dusk, all day long, playing strong, making music, making melodies. Yes, but no man could see her but fall madly in love, so Papa kept her close behind closed doors. But on a night like tonight, it was a Friday night in Indiana, and a young man, a limb player, came walking by, just a walking by. He was lost, but he was about to find his way. And he just decided to take a little detour out in the woods. He heard some beautiful music coming from very, 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 very far away until he walked, and it was not so very far away anymore. He saw a little house shaking, moving, and quaking with the sound of bass and guitar and fiddle just playing, and he decided to walk up and take a look through the window. And when he looked through that window, whoa, whoa, what did he see? But he saw a guitar playing, a bass playing, a fiddle playing, a sister playing fiddle. And that fiddle player could not leave his eyesight. He was struck madly and deeply, completely in love, my friend. There was nothing to be done. And he knew from that moment, well, his destiny stretched onward like a great rolling carpet out into eternity. He had to find that man. He had to play the mandolin and have musically talented children with that woman. Yes, this is his story, my friend. We call it in these parts. You can call it whatever you want, but we're about to play it for you here. I tell you one more time.
They grew their own food, and they strung their own guitars, and they made a house of boughs with their own hands. This was where the family would gather when spirits were high or low, yeah, to pick and sing and laugh and howl and dance.
Circle. Papa chased away intruders with his big bad gun.
And swear by his top boys, by God he had no choice but in these parts. That's how music's done. Boundary. She said, this is where you stay, and I go on. Well, walking back to town, I felt the tingle of the light of a cool breeze, a mountaintop, and a granite chair. I was on the edge of something out of my control, with the wind of a tree blowing through my hair. In the distance, I heard their holler. My, it sounds like they're having fun. Guess I'll never see, even if she is meant for me in these parts. How music's done.
said, I'll take you to our house. But there's two things still. You see, first you gotta love me, fiddle, family and all. Second, you'll take a walk with my pa.
Thank you.